Howdy, folks. If we had our lives to live over, we'd probably make the same mistakes, only we'd start sooner. I'm Pat Buttram for a delicious double mint chewing gum, and this is just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's just entertainment time. And every year I have trouble remembering the number on my automobile license plate. Do you? Some folks just don't give a hoot. They recognize their own car by the fender dents and all. And others can tell it's their car just by looking inside at the junk in the back seat. And grease rags, cookie crumbs, the big hole in the upholstery where the children practiced building a campfire. But you really should know your license number. Some folks can't remember now, but that's easy if you got a system. I use the phrase system myself. Now, for example, my license number is 7118834. And when anyone like a nasty policeman wants to know what it is, I just say to myself, lucky dead man's hand, open the door. I got it, see? Now, lucky, as anybody knows, that's seven, lucky seven. And dead man's hand, that of course, that's aces and eights. That's 1188. And open the door, that's from the little jingle, 1, 2, buckle my shoe, 3, 4, open the door. And there's my number, 7118834. Then there's the arithmetic method of remembering. Now, in that method, I start out with the thought that driving a car is a gamble. And shooting craps is also a gamble. And that gives you 7-11 right there. Now, to remember the rest of the number, you just add and subtract. You add the first number 7 to the next number 1, and that's an 8. Well, that's such a pretty number, you decide to repeat it. So now you've got 71188. But you know you need 2 more digits. 2 more. So you divide 7 by 2, and you get your 3 with 1 to carry, which is 4, and there you are. That's 7118834. Is everything clear? I thought not. Let's hear a song by Bill Kennedy, whose license number, incidentally, is Pick Up Sticks Straight. 5, 6, pick up sticks. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's a straight, everybody knows. So sing it that way, Bill.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me and I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
Just great, Bill. I don't know how we'd get along without you here. I don't know how I'd ever get along without double mint chewing gum either, but then there's no reason why I should, you know. Are you either? There's always a friendly dealer close by when you need to buy some more. And then if you keep a pack in your pocket or your purse and some at work and plenty at home, well, then you'll always have double mint handy just when you want it. So think ahead and buy several packages at a time. Delicious, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. And now here's Marion Morgan, and her song is Green Years.
Green years, where did you run to? Wonderful green years, where did you fly? Your April kiss made me feel spring would always live on. But youth is a dreamer, and when I awoke, my springtime was gone. Wise men say that love is the secret of springtime in autumn, when April has passed. Oh, where will I find such a lover at last, and recapture the rapture of those evergreen years, and recapture the rapture of those evergreen years.
Thank you, Marion. Real pretty. You know, I imagine a lot of you women have given thought to the possibility of a woman being elected president of the United States one of these days. Of course, all you women have to do is just vote together. Women voters today outnumber us men. Come to think of it, women are in the driver's seat in most everything now. Women control more money than men. Women dominate the buying. Women are in charge of raising each new generation. And women decide mostly what nights their husbands can go out bowling, if any. About the only thing a man excels a woman in are the shot put and the hammer throw. You know? But be they man or be they woman, when the chips are down, people usually act like people, you know. Like, you know, when you're doing a little home repair work and it don't go right. No matter how sweet and patient you are, you need something to take it out on. So use helpful double mint chewing gum there as a little shock absorber. Take it out on the wholesome chewing. That helps work off some of that tension, and then, you know, things seem to go easier for you. You'll see. What double mint does for other people, it'll do for you, I'll tell you. Try it real soon. Now we come to our Buttram Bonus Poem of the Week. Today is a great poem called Indispensable. Sometime when you're feeling important, sometime when your ego is in bloom, sometime when you take it for granted you're the best qualified in the room, and sometime when you feel that you're going would leave an unfillable hole, just follow these simple instructions and see how it humbles your soul. Take a bucket and fill it with water. Put your hand in it up to the wrist and pull it out, and the hole that's remaining is the measure of how you will be missed. You may splash all you please when you enter. You can stir up the water galore But stop, and you'll find in a minute that it looks quite the same as before. The moral in this quaint example is, do the best you can. Be proud of yourself, but remember, there is no indispensable man. There you have Indispensable, folks, our buttram bonus for today. You know, we got music for every mood these days, and the number the quartet's going to do right now is a song for chewing double mint gum to. So chew while you listen. You'll enjoy it more, just like you enjoy most everything more with delicious double mint. And what is that song there, Jack?
Well, it's an old favorite, Pat. Back Home Again in Indiana.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends off its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home.
Well, as the clerk said when he tied the knot and broke off the string, that about wraps it up for today. Double mint gum will bring you just entertainment tomorrow and every weekday at the same time. Now, and as the weather keeps getting warmer, I think you'll find added pleasure in the cool, pleasant refreshment of delicious double mint chewing gum. It's always light and wholesome. Ideal for a summer treat, you know. And it keeps your mouth cool and comfortable, too. Cool, delicious double mint. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Until then, I'm Pat Buttram, who believes what the new cars need today is less horsepower and more horse sense. Goodbye now.
Wherever you go, go with radio and the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned now for the news on KNX Radio Los Angeles.